Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Mr. Announcer Man said, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend we've had for a while. You've known him in many roles. If you've been to a food truck festival across the state, you probably ran into him and ate off his truck. It's Matthew Bradley of All Things to Do in Connecticut Facebook page, food trucks, made in Connecticut festivals, all the fun stuff. Thank you for joining me today, Matthew.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So, I mean, let's tell the people, let's get your, everyone open your calendar app, grab the calendar off the fridge, grab the pen and paper. There's, you know, it's starting. The season of festival food truck fanatic frenzies is about to start, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, food festivals are starting next weekend over at Dodd Stadium in Norwich. We got 2 days from 11 to 7. Great food trucks, entertainment, bounce houses. You get to meet the Easter Bunny. So that's a cool event for next weekend. And the following weekend there, we have the Meriden Food Truck Festival over at the Meriden Mall. That's going to be a Friday-Saturday gig because Sunday, I'm pretty sure, is Mother's Day. So we're going to give the day off for mothers. There's a lot of moms in the food truck industry. So, there's just a ton of things going on. Food trucks and food festivals every weekend from now through the end of June. So we're really excited for a great season of and some new cuisine and entertainment and live bands. And so we're expanding. People seem to really enjoy these festivals, and they're great. They're all, you know, early on, these food festivals are all free admission events for the families to enjoy. So, yeah, we're anxious.
And that's one of the cool things. I mean, a lot of these can be found on Facebook, your page, Things to Do in Connecticut. And it's, I mean, one of the guys we're talking, Matt Sirois at the radio station today, about, like, perfect one, at the Meriden Square, the food truck festival. It might not be a mall no more, but you're definitely bringing some people out to eat. And I know we had talked about this in the past. You know, you guys kind of like the mall parking lot atmosphere because it lends itself to some different things for you guys.
Yeah, it certainly accommodates the crowds with, you know, parking. And, you know, you still get to explore inside the Meriden Square there, too. There's still some great local shops there to enjoy as well. Whether it's in a mall parking lot or we have some new facilities this year that you can check out on Things to Do in Connecticut. It's not just about festivals. We have a lot of other stuff that we like to post on that page just for, you know, the Connecticut community to know what's going on around the state.
And that's the thing. There's so many of these, you know, events, festivals, get-togethers, the Kids Fest. There's all these things going on across the state. And I mean, it's the start of the season for you guys as food truck owners and vendors. But I mean, like you said, you got some new stuff coming up. Does the season ever end for you guys?
Well, the great thing about this year with food festivals, we really kind of came together. It's not just one person, but there's a group of us who came together and said, you know, there's a fair season. We're going to have our food truck season. So our food truck season's running from, again, next weekend in April through the end of June. So that'll be our designated food truck season. And then, you know, shortly after the fair season starts, as well as the Connecticut Pickle Festival, which is the last weekend in July this year. It's now 3 days, taking place at Mohegan Sun Casino. Last year's event was very successful, although it was very hot. So we listened to the feedback, and people wanted air conditioning. So we're renting out the whole expo center as well as the winter parking lot there at Mohegan Sun. It's going to be a fabulous, fantastic big event. So if you like pickles, and even if you don't like pickles, you like entertainment, I mean, you name it, pickle wrestling, there's pickle bouts, pickle fights, the Pickle Olympics. It's a fun. You don't have to like pickles to really enjoy this. Two stages, tons of eating competitions. It's a really exciting event. And of course, you know, the casino always does a heck of a job hosting events down there. So we're really excited about that.
Me and my son went to the Pickle Festival last year, and we watched some of the shenanigans that went on. And I mean, I had, where can I start? I did the pickle snow cone. We did fried pickles. We did the pickle pizza. I wanted to get a pickle beer, but I was driving, so I played it smart.
Smart.
There was like anything and everything pickle related. And me and my son were walking around, and it was amazing how many people showed up to the fairgrounds last year. So for you to have to move it after 1 year, you basically outgrew the Berlin Fairgrounds to have to go to the, like, that just is a testament to the sheer tenacity of people eating pickles in this area.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon, you know, and of course we didn't expect such a turn. We knew people liked pickles. We just didn't know how much they liked pickles. So it was funny because the Berlin Fairgrounds, everyone at the fairgrounds was fantastic, who helped us put the event on. But they even looked at us afterwards. They said, yeah, you probably broke Berlin Fair attendance for certain days. Not all of them. Their Saturday was still busier than ours, but they were amazed. We were amazed. Everyone was in shock. We did everything we could. But we're excited. We're bringing it down to Mohegan Sun now, and it's going to...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's really going to be awesome this summer.
Yeah, I mean, we did a bunch of them. There was the Bacon Festival, the barbecue. Like, we've done a lot of them. It's one of those things, it's nice. You guys provide that outlet for someone to be like, I've never been to, you know, perfect example, Dodge Stadium in Norwich. Mm-hmm. Well, if you got something to do that week, and especially if you have kids, because let's be honest, if you have three kids, they want three different things, four different ways. Like, there, you can't please anyone at home, but you can go there, be like, just go find food. We're going to walk around. It's a good atmosphere. It's friendly. There's music. Like, you can make a day out of it. Just mosey around, eat, relax, grab something to drink, grab a dessert, whether it's a snow cone or some donuts. And I mean, you can make a day out of something somewhere that you might not have checked out before. And that's what I love about the festivals.
Yeah, they are awesome. And one of the things I really want to mention is we really spent a lot of time over the winter kind of trying to listen to feedback of folks and what they're looking for. And we're going to introduce this year, actually at the Enfield Food Truck Festival, two things. One, we're doing a foodie affordable menu option. So a lot of the trucks are going to participate in that, and they're going to be items that you can get, whether it be smaller portions or something unique, you know, between $5 and $8, which we're really excited about. And then most of the trucks are also going to do a featured item. So it's going to be something completely out of the ordinary, something you wouldn't get at like a restaurant, those out of the box items. You know, it could be mac and cheese and a waffle cone, right? Topped with pulled pork and all this crazy stuff, or, you know, a stuffed grilled cheese that, you know, has some oxtail in it, you know? So I'm just throwing out different things that I heard some of the chefs are interested in doing.
And so, hungry.
You know, so we're trying to introduce those things and, you know, trying to make affordable options too for the families. We're anxious to see how that goes. I think the public's really going to take a liking to it.
And I think that's one thing we've talked about that in the past. Like, you know, you go to one of these events and there's 37 different things you want to eat, and I'm sorry, I can only eat one or two. So the fact, you know, like that smaller portion that you can get more in, no pun intended. I'm digging that. I like that idea. So shout out to the group that came up with that.
Yeah, it was totally, it was really a group, you know, the food trucks really are a family in this state, or at least we try to be, and we all come together to think of different ideas to, you know, encourage the public to give us a chance. But the thing we all hear constantly is like, we need, you know, we want to eat more, but, you know, we can only eat so much and there's too much. And so we're going to try this year. I think it's going to be successful. We highly recommend people checking it out, though. You know, you get to try more things and have a heck of a fun day.
So now, I mean, you have your trucks. What are your trucks again?
Oh, boy. Now I have, what do I have? I don't even know what I have.
The ever-expanding.
We're introducing a new fresh guacamole and salsa trailer this year that will be made right in front of you, actually, right on the truck, which we're really kind of excited about, with fresh homemade chips. You know, we'll make nachos too. So it's a great grab and go item. It's something you don't want to eat there. You can always take it home. You know, I have my curly fry trailer and my tater tot trailer. We got an awesome new drink trailer this year. It's called the Drink Drink Drunk trailer, which has 16 different soda options, 8 different slushy options, 8 different juice options, with all these awesome different kind of souvenir cups that the kids really, I think, are going to enjoy. But there's some new trucks coming out there too this year. We're trying to introduce more international cuisine at these food festivals too. There's a couple dozen of them amongst all the festivals that'll be out there. I don't want to name one specifically.
No, and that's cool. I mean, that's cool. It's like you were just saying, you know, these are the places that you can just try something. Just get out of your comfort zone and try something.
And we highly, highly, highly recommend trying something that, you know, you never heard of, or you'd be shocked on how much you would actually like it. These guys put their blood, sweat, and tears into every product they make. And I highly encourage it, because I know that's what I look forward to eating. Being in this business for so many years, you know, having that out of the box thing, you know, from a unique country, it's awesome.
So that's the thing. I love going to all these different festivals, hitting up a different truck, trying something new, cause especially, like, you know, we're a family of five, so you can get that one new thing and kind of split it up amongst everyone, get a couple things, and no one's I don't want to try that, fine, and the rest of us will have some. Like, you know, that's why I really like these. Again, it's Matthew Bradley. Facebook page is Things to Do in Connecticut. All the food truck festivals are there. You can get some your pickle tickets. Make sure you get your pickle tickets. I'll definitely be down at Mohegan to see you again this year with my son. Maybe I'll bring the rest of the family. I don't know, because then I have to share my pickles. So.
You let me know. We're looking forward to having you again, and we appreciate everything you do for the small businesses here in the Connecticut.
I appreciate it, because, you know, it's things like this. No, you know, the name of the Facebook page, Things to Do in Connecticut. It's these things that are going on all over right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory, that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.